What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Hey guys, what's up? Let's talk about how to save money on groceries. All right, tip number one, online grocery shopping. This has really seriously changed the entire game for me and for so many of my coaching clients too. So online grocery shopping, most of your grocery stores are starting to offer this because it's a really cool feature. So what it means is you can literally sit in front of your computer, you can do your entire grocery shopping and check out, and then they give you a time frame, a little window where you have to go pick up your groceries within that certain time frame. You don't even have to get out of your car. I mean, it's pretty sweet stuff. So if you're an impulse shopper, it's going to save you a ton of money. The reason why it saves you money on groceries is not because of the impulse piece, but it's more because before you officially get to the register, you see your total on the computer. So you know exactly how much your grocery is going to be. So if you do have to reduce and you have to cut out a few things, you know exactly what you can do. You can remove it from your cart and then stay on track with your grocery budget. Literally game changing. It's amazing. Tip number two, go with a list. Okay, so if you're not an online grocery shopper, that just does not excite you, make sure you stick to your list. And this is where everybody goes wrong. We always know this. We always say, I'm going to go in with my list and only get what's on there. Yet we almost always pick up a few different things too. This was on sale, so we needed it. And oh yeah, I forgot I was out of this, so I got to grab that too. So be really careful of that, because that's where we really go over on our grocery budget significantly. So go with the list and stick to your list. Tip number three, only go grocery shopping once a week max. Anything more than that is likely going to be junk or impulse buys that you didn't actually need. Once a week max. Tip number four, buy frozen produce or canned produce. I have a couple friends that are dietitians, and this is really interesting. We always think that frozen or canned foods are not necessarily healthy for you. Not really the case. It's actually not that bad. So if you're going for the health reasons and you're constantly throwing away produce, knock it off. You're throwing away money. So go buy frozen produce or canned produce if that's what you're into as well. Huge tip. And it's a little bit cheaper too sometimes. Okay, tip number five. This one causes a little bit of tension for some people, but I'm a big fan of bulk food stores like Costco. The reason why I like Costco so much is because you think that you're buying stuff that you don't actually need. But for me, I get a couple really big things at Costco. So I do my chicken and I eat a lot of eggs. So I will get my eggs from Costco as well. And when I do that, it's actually saving me a lot of money because I don't have to go buy fresh stuff all the time. My frozen chicken always sits in my freezer. It lasts me about a month. So it's like I've got my system down and it works really, really well. And then some things too, I like to do a lot of overnight oats. It's really good. If you haven't tried overnight oats, you definitely should, because it saves a little bit of time and money in the mornings. But that's another thing too, where I will just buy a huge thing of oatmeal and just have it sitting in my pantry. So it's always ready to go. Bulk food, Costco can be a dangerous place if you're prone to impulse purchases, but if you can stick to that list, you can go with a plan. I find that Costco saves me way more money than it costs me every year. So just know who you are and see if it works for your life. For me personally, I don't have kids. I'm not married, but I freaking love Costco. It rocks my world and I do not actually throw a lot of stuff out. So it works for me. All right, that's my tips to helping you save money on groceries. Grocery shopping can be such a stressful thing, so I hope this helps you when you go to save money on your grocery shopping trips. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for hanging out, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye!